This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Rick, we will start in... Where do we start? Well, let's start in the Premier League because the Premier League did have a break in recent days, given the fact that, well, last weekend it was FA Cup focused and there wasn't too much action on the league front, but the league action does get underway. First thing tomorrow morning, local time in Australia, of course, live on Optus Sport, Cardiff, Watford, West Ham, Fulham to open proceedings this weekend. Of course, some big, big matches, some season-defining matches, but no bigger match, I would say, in European football this weekend than, well, one of the final matches of the round in England, Manchester United up against Liverpool. Of course, a famous rivalry, this one. United in fourth place, 51 points. A point clear of Arsenal and Chelsea, 14 points behind their rivals Liverpool, who are second with 65 points. This promises to be one of the most heated matches between these two proud clubs for some time. Of course, Liverpool off the back of, well, the performance midweek in the Champions League against Bayern Munich, the 0-0, they'll be keen to respond. United, of course, well, poor performance firstly against PSG, but they responded in the FA Cup last weekend against Chelsea, that 2-0 win at Stamford Bridge. So United in some good touch. Liverpool, which is one win in their last four competitions. And obviously Liverpool, well obviously, but the recent form, they've only lost once against United since the start of 2016. So in the last seven or eight matches, Liverpool have been tough to beat for United. And that's no surprise given United haven't been at their very best. But this one on a knife's edge, of course. A couple of key players still out for United with, well, Martial still sidelined, Lingard certainly out, and other players still missing. Liverpool with a few defensive concerns, though, against the red-hot in-form United attack. Danger game here for both sides, but how important 3 points are for both sides in this occasion?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we know the pressure that Liverpool are under at the top of the table with Manchester City basically breathing down their neck. We know that Manchester United themselves want to try and get themselves into that top four. I'd almost be saying that 3 points in this one would almost determine their entire season going forward. And I know that's a very big claim and it sounds very broad and open, but you think about where have Manchester United come from the last two and a bit months. They've come from pretty much almost becoming a mid-table mediocre side to being in with a chance of qualifying for the Champions League and maybe being an outside chance of getting a top three spot depending on how Tottenham and Manchester City in particular goes. Whereas Liverpool, they've just had a 0-0 against Bayern Munich, probably one that they would be thinking, we should have won, we should have gotten some results. Now they're going to have to back up against another team that is constantly, you know, playing in the Champions League, may featuring in Europe, and they have to beat them, which is going to be the crucial thing going forward. It's as simple as that.
How does this one play out, though? Of course, both sides. It's funny, we discussed this yesterday with the City fan that gave us a call on the program, Rick, but Manchester City, of course, wants a United win in this game. Both United and Liverpool are still in the UEFA Champions League, and while United perhaps a little more optimistic than Liverpool will be, but both sides, well, failing to score in the first leg, both sides still wanting to make a deep run in that competition, both sides with injury concerns. Tough to see how this one plays out. Do United approach this game knowing that they're coming up against one of the very best in English football? Favourites or not, they're level on points with City, who are the league leaders, but of course Liverpool have a game in hand. Is a point enough for United here? Does Ole Gunnar Solskjaer think, well, if we can take a point from this match against this red-hot Liverpool outfit, despite the fact they've only won one in their last four across all competitions, is that good enough for us to hold off Arsenal and Chelsea? Or, you know what, do we go for it? Do we take it up to Liverpool? And, well, maybe we can do what Leicester, West Ham and others have done very recently, and that's take a point or more. So I'm interested to see how Ole Gunnar Solskjaer approaches this match. And we know that he has now been put to the test, Paris Saint-Germain and Thomas Tuchel, Maurizio Sarri and Chelsea, after what was a relatively easier start to life at the helm with all of those successive wins to get that start underway. I remember his first few matches, Huddersfield, Cardiff, Bournemouth. There weren't too many difficult matches. Newcastle, Reading in the league as well. So some straightforward matches to get things underway. But now all of a sudden, he's up against the very best. And Jurgen Klopp, I think tactically, will have his measure. In fact, I'm almost certain he'll have his measure. How does he respond if put under pressure here? And that will be the big test. So I think United will actually play a little more conservatively, if I am to make a prediction, in this match. And I think that conservative approach may see them take a point, but I do not think that United will... Look, they will want to win. I do not think that they will win, and I do not think that they are capable of winning against the Liverpool side who are playing a much higher level of football this season.
So you're suggesting more that Liverpool will win, maybe United might be able to sneak a draw at best?
Yes, at absolute best. I think United will understand that they're the level here. If he tries to match Klopp tactically, we know how Liverpool play when teams come at them. They've beaten the very best doing that.
Mm.
I just don't think that United, with those key absences, particularly up top, I don't think that they will be able to match Klopp and Liverpool, and the way to counter that is just to play a slightly more conservative brand. So we may see the Mourinho side of United re-emerge, but it's certainly a tough match for Liverpool, yes. But for United, they will not want to leave Old Trafford without a point, and I think a point will be more than enough for Solskjaer and United fans to go home very happy from this one. But again, United fans, do you feel maybe you're playing with a higher level of confidence in that and you can take it right up to Liverpool? Perhaps. Let us know at FNR_radio. I'm not so sure. But in the end, I think this game could very well end all square. But I certainly tip Liverpool to be the better team on the day and come away with a win.
Fair enough. I'll tip a draw. 2-2 draw. Just to be a bit different.
I don't think United are going to be capable of scoring that many goals against this Liverpool side. We saw how well Liverpool nullified the impact of the Bayern attackers. United don't have that same level of quality up top at the moment. I think it'll be pretty straightforward for them in comparison. Van Dijk will return. Mm. Liverpool will be far too strong defensively. So if they try and play at Liverpool and try and push them back and Liverpool drop, I just think, again, the counter-attacking flair and quality that Liverpool have, they'll be too strong.
Yep.
Liverpool by far superior for me to United, but a massive test here for Solskjaer and United. I'm going to say 0-1 will be the result, Liverpool to win at Old Trafford. And again, we know how famous these rivalries are, so anything can happen. It's like any derby that's out there. Of course, this not by location, but we also know that Liverpool haven't had too much success at Old Trafford this century, Rick. They have won. How many games have they won? They won a couple in the earlier years of the 2000s, but since 2004, just two wins at Old Trafford. Their last coming in 2014, 3-0 win there. And I dare say a very different look side. Steven Gerrard with a double and Luis Suarez with a goal there.
Very different.
Gerrard also missing a penalty, which could have made it 4-0. 0-1 for me. Liverpool to pick up the all-important 3 points. Now, that result will be important, but City aren't in action this weekend because, of course, of the League Cup final.
They are technically, but just not in the league.
So no. What that means is now is that all of a sudden this extra game advantage that City have and that perceived pressure that we've talked about, well, that will not be a factor anymore because they will be on the same games. There is a midweek round of action in the Premier League next week where City will take on West Ham. But I will tell you, City will have one eye on... They'll just have an eye or two just on Liverpool's performance against United. But as for the other teams this weekend, Harry Kane should be back for Tottenham away to Burnley. And I think the timing is absolutely right here for a Tottenham side that have won 4 straight games in the league. They did have that resounding 3-0 win in the Champions League against Borussia Dortmund. Kane back, perfect timing because, again, I've doubted them from the start, but how much longer without some key figures could they continue this run? And, well, another winnable game this weekend, perfect timing for Kane to return.
And we know that Burnley are one of the informed teams going through, you know, the last, what, month and a half, 2 months. So it's about 9 or 10 match days because there have been some Wednesday or Tuesday, Wednesday fixtures. Yeah, it is going to be important, but what does Pochettino do with the England captain? Do you start him from minute number one or do you bring him in with, say, half an hour to go, maybe a little bit less, and ease him back in? I know the match is quite important for Tottenham and what's going on, of course, that little bit below them in the Champions League, in the fourth place, the run for home to make and get that fourth spot. What do you do with him?
I think you play him an hour. I think you start him and play him for at least an hour is what I will do. If he's fit and he's ready to go, you play him because this is a big game against a Burnley side that have not lost a game in the league in 2019. In fact, their only loss in 2019 was that 5-0 in the FA Cup against Manchester City.
Mm-hmm.
They're in good form, very, very good form. And in fact, in their last few Premier League games, 4 wins, 3 draws, they're playing at a high level unbeaten in 7 league games, no loss since a 5-1 against Everton. And that was off the back of a really poor stretch. Also, earlier on in the season, when they played Tottenham in the reverse, it was 1-0 at Wembley. They took it up to them there. So, and that was the Eriksen goal, 91st minute, very late on. Big game, this one, for Tottenham. I think you have to play Kane from the start. And despite the 9-point lead over United in terms of the race for fourth, they're 10 clear of Arsenal and Chelsea. It would have to be a disaster and a catastrophic end for them to their season if they are to slip up from here. So play Kane, see him out for a half an hour if he's up to it, and get the points, because this is a big, big game, and Burnley need to be beaten, and they haven't been beaten for some time. They haven't lost in 2019, as I said, in the English Premier League. So a very tough test here for a Tottenham side. But you just feel they're a win or two away from all but consolidating a spot in the top four.
Yeah, they're not too far away.
Not too far away at all. Other games this weekend, Cardiff, Watford, West Ham, Fulham, both of those games tomorrow morning. Fulham need a win, don't they, Rick?
Simple as that.
Absolutely need a win, but they come up against a West Ham side who, look, winless in their last four. Only two goals in that time as well, but West Ham is still within, well, knocking on the door of European football.
They are. The interesting thing that comes to mind for me is we know that Fulham are on that very, very horrible run in London derbies. Now, if you don't recall, they've lost to everybody for the last 9 matches. And the old record was 8. They've lost to Arsenal, they've lost to Chelsea, they've lost to Tottenham, they've lost to West Ham. They've lost to every single London derby team. Claudio Ranieri does not want this record to keep on going. And even though he didn't take over at the time when the record did begin, he is part of the history of it all.
Correct.
So Fulham have to try and get a result here against one of those London teams to stop that rot. Could West Ham be the one? Well, I'm thinking no. I think West Ham might have enough firepower up top to be able to get the result. And I know a few of the boys out the back in the studio who are West Ham supporters are very happy to hear that. But I feel that Fulham, unfortunately, they're gone. I think they have no
You've been
no
saying
chance.
That for some time, Rick. But I don't think Fulham will win this game, but I still hold some hope. I don't know why, but I still hold some hope that they'll survive. Bournemouth Wolves, another match. Huge game for Newcastle. They're at home to Huddersfield. Absolute must win. Absolute must win. They won those two games against City and Cardiff, but then slipped up to Tottenham and had that draw with Wolves where there was that late equaliser last time out. So they're in good form. You just feel that this is a must win, though, to get themselves well clear of the bottom few. Leicester Palace, a big one, and of course Arsenal Southampton to close out the round with United Liverpool. So, look, Arsenal Southampton, Arsenal have to win. Yeah. Arsenal absolutely have to win this game because they have an opportunity here where United take on, well, the favourites to win the competition in Liverpool. They need to get themselves back into the top four. And, of course, no match for Chelsea means that Chelsea will focus on the League Cup final, but Arsenal also can go clear of them. This is a huge weekend for Arsenal at home against Southampton. And, of course, Chelsea in that League Cup final against City. Quick word on that. City going is clear favourites for me.
They'll probably end up winning, and they'll probably end up winning by a big, comfortable...
I'm 6-0 2 weeks ago?
I don't think that big, but I'm thinking a solid 3-0. Mm. And normally you don't associate these sort of rival matches as being of that sort of scoreline. You'd say probably, 1-0, maybe a 2-1, maybe even a 2-0 at the most, sometimes even 3-1. But it's a two-goal margin. When you look at how both teams have been playing over the last month, this is not going to be a 2-0. No. This is not even going to remotely resemble what happened when the last two teams met. This is going to be on for young and old. I'm even going to go as far as saying a good 3-0, maybe even 4-1. Maybe Chelsea might be able to peg one through that City defence, which looks a little bit iffy. And if Sadi can somehow copy what our friend Dominic Tedesco did midweek for Schalke against City, I can see them getting one, but that at most, I can clearly see, of course, Man City getting at least 3 in this one.